Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to my friends out there. You know who you are. You're traveling in your space car. You're going to the Home Depot or to the farmer's market. You're gonna get fresh cut cabbage. You're gonna get artisanal cheese stuck in your butt. But it's okay. 'Cause Dr. Grumble's on the way. He's got a new kombucha. He sells it at Booth 17. It will make you stylish and powerful. It'll turn your tomatoes green. Because it's August the 15th and it's Saturday, 2026, right after 7:30 a.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula. And it's your good friend Dan. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. I'm here for the cope porn. I just want the cope porn. Just give me the cope porn. That's it. Now, what do I mean by cope porn? Well, you know what coping is. We gotta cope. Something bad happens, you have to cope. You know, not, you know, stuff doesn't turn out the way you always want it to. You need to cope with it. Coping is something we have to do. And under normal circumstances, we cope with shit to get through it, and that's okay. But cope porn is the type of propaganda that our system produces that allows you to believe that everyday ordinary solutions are still going to work. And they will. Within Bo Blimpdoc, they're supposed to. That's part of the lie. But Bo Blimpdoc was only ever going to last a while, and I think it's nearly over, folks. With Grinkin time, you can cope all you want to. It doesn't mean you're not going to die. Doesn't mean you're not going to get destroyed. Cope porn goes like this. Well, you just have to start buying your food local. That would have worked about 50, 70 years ago. That would have. And you can still do it today. But there's coming a day where that isn't going to really help you. Now, right now, it's good to feel like it's going to help you. That's cope porn. Cope porn is people saying, well, the system's falling apart, ergo, pay off your credit cards. If you owe a shit ton of money on your credit cards at this point, you should stop paying. I'm serious. Just stop paying them. Don't get any more credit, stop paying them. That's what I would recommend. If you want to cope and keep paying them, you can. It feels like at the end of that journey, everything's going to be like 2019 again, but it's never, ever going to be. And if you're asking yourself, well, won't that cause the system to fail? You're not the problem, shithead. They've already failed. They've failed multiple times. They've piled up debt to the moon, and they are never going to pay it back. So why do you stress out about it? Cope porn is believing that these little changes on your scale will somehow impact the rotation of the Earth or whether or not certain cosmic events occur. And the answer is they won't. It's a religious ritual. It's cope. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. The edgelords thrive in an age of lies. We'll leave it right there. Here is another quote from Dr. Freckles. Maybe we should spend a second on. Israel needs time. Iran is giving it to them. Well, let's think on that one for a second, Dr. Freckles. I have marveled at the fact that it doesn't look like Israel has targeted Tel Aviv or Haifa or any major targets inside of Israel since the second week of April, at least. And it's been a second since April, like April, May, June, July. It's going to be September soon. So at some point when you get 6 months in and you haven't launched a missile at Tel Aviv, people start asking questions. The people in the resistance in Lebanon, they're dying. The people in West Bank, they're dying. They're getting their water cut off. They're dying of thirst. The people in Gaza continue to fight and die. So that battle continues. The question is, why hasn't Iran launched one fucking missile at Tel Aviv since essentially the first week of April? No one can come up with a good reason, but I can tell you this. Israel needs time. And whatever the reason is, it seems like an implausibly stupid fucking reason, Iran is giving them time. That is about the dumbest move you could make with the state of Israel. They're grifters. They're scumbags. If they can figure out a way to con their way out of this, they will. And if the comeback is, well, Dan, they have nuclear weapons, of course they do. You don't think Iran knew this several months ago? So once again, I ask, why is Iran giving Israel time to rest, rearm, recoup? Why? And one of the comebacks is, well, Dan, because the U.S., no, Iran doesn't care about the U.S. We're not friends with them. We're dropping bombs on them. Shut the fuck up. Of course the U.S. is going to try to use Israel as a beachhead. That's just more of a reason for Iran to launch missiles at Israel. It's not less of a reason. It's more of a reason. Anyways, I can't make heads or tails of it, and I keep getting these really, really stupid fucking excuses. So if you want to send me an email, tell me, Dan, it's because, tell me why Iran is giving Israel time. Tell me. Give me a really good fucking reason. Why in warfare, one of the most critical things you have other than space, time, why in combat and strategy, modern theory, why the fuck is Iran giving Israel time? Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. Your sins won't wash away in the flood. They won't. Even as everything else does. Your grandma's wardrobe, your collection of rare books, your baseball cards, the Volkswagen, the one you said you would fix up, the one on concrete blocks, these all get washed away by the flood. But your sins don't. Now, can the Lord in heaven wash away your sins? Of course the Lord can. I'm not talking about the Lord right now. I'm talking about the fact that when that flood comes and washes all your shit away, do you think you're going to be brand new? If you're a crap head today, do you think after day zero, you're going to be awesome? If you're fat today, do you think after day zero, you'll be skinny? Well, maybe you will. You will be, maybe, yeah. Or dead, right? Because there isn't going to be a lot of food. But once again, if you're a piece of shit today, do you think really the disaster that's heading for you is going to clean you somehow in a great wall of fire and make you a better person? You need to think on that. Next topic. Here's an article from ComoNews.com, and it's coming from the National News Desk. Headline, Trump says he'll declare the Strait of Hormuz a U.S. territory when the Iran war ends. Didn't he say it's not a war the other day? Or it is a war? Or we won the war? Or the war has ended? Let's move on. This is written by Jessica A. Botelho, and it was published on August the 15th, which is today. President Donald Trump said he wants to declare the Strait of Hormuz a U.S. territory when the war with Iran ends, which again, I have to say, I thought it already ended. And I quote, after we finish defeating Iran, which I know I said 50 times already, we already did it, which is being very badly defeated, pretty soon I'll be declaring the Hormuz Strait a territory of the United States. We have a blockade. No ships get through unless we want them to. I mean, I don't know about the Caspian, but whatever. Trump's comments come as the U.S. remains engaged in its conflict with Iran and as control and access to the Strait of Hormuz have emerged as central issues in negotiations. Iran has sought concessions related to the waterway as part of a broader this is a lot of coke porn. I'm going to stop here. Yeah, I don't know why Iran is doing what it's doing. I can understand the state of Israel and the United States and the way it behaves, but the Iranian decision to stop pushing Israel to the brink and to give them time seems catastrophically stupid to me, but let's move on. This next article comes from Reuters. Headline, Israeli settlers divert Palestinian water to fill West Bank pool. This was published on August the 13th, and it was written by Pesha Megid. On a searing summer day, Israeli settlers splashed in a West Bank pool created by siphoning off water that had been irrigated, that had irrigated Palestinian crops, one of many seizures of water resources across the occupied territory. The spring served as a lifeline for the nearby village of Fasayil in the fertile Jordan Valley, where Palestinians have relied on it for generations for food, probably hundreds of years, employment, and to supplement irregular Israeli supplies to their domestic taps. I'm sure they are irregular. Our water supply remains cut off to this day. I'm going to stop right here. Like I said, I don't know why the Iranians are providing extra time for the state of Israel. But if you believe this conflict is real, if you think it's a real thing, then Israel's using the time to do exactly what it always did, and that is to do shitty things. This is another shitty thing they're doing. A lot of the edgelords that are supporting the state of Israel, especially some of the weird Christians that are, and I say weird Christians because I don't know how an actual Christian could support the state of Israel at this point, but a lot of weird Christians are, they'll get pissed off because of people that squat. I'm talking about the squatters who move into abandoned buildings, abandoned malls, abandoned structures. The key word is abandoned. These homes that the settlers, the Zionists, are stealing, they're not abandoned. They're kicking families out of their homes. Now, today you have homeless people in the United States of America occupying homes, buildings, structures that are abandoned. And the banks don't even want to sell them. They simply want to hold on to them to keep the artificial prices. So these same people who want the sheriffs and the ICE people and Trump's shock troops to go in and clear out abandoned buildings are the same people that support these squatters in the West Bank called the settlers. They should call them squatters, right? If we're going to use our words correctly, Mr. and Mrs. Mega, call them fucking squatters. They're stealing water. They're stealing property. They're kicking people out of their homes. If a bunch of homeless people in Seattle went into one of the nicer neighborhoods and kicked a family out of its home, what do you think people's response would be? Well, gee whiz, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Copium, apply that to the Palestinians. Their property is being stolen. Their land is being squatted on. Their water is being diverted, and they're starving to death, and they're dying of thirst. Tell me how you make sense of this, and ask me, Dan, why are the Iranians simply letting the Israelis get away with it? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out soon. So I was watching a news report from the flooding in Indiana the other day, and a character by the name of Charlie, a local, popped up in the report, and he said something towards the end of the report about the flooding that destroyed his home. And to give you context, the local reporter was talking about the flooding that had wiped him out, essentially. A home he'd been working on, a home he'd restored, a home he'd painted, pretty much wiped out. And here's the quote from Charlie. You can rely on yourself or God. I know that's not very profound, but what is absent from that quote, and the reason why I love it, is copium. There's not a lot of copium porn in that statement. He's not coming up with, well, maybe if I pay off my credit cards, maybe if I build up a good credit score, maybe if I do more work at the factory, you know, cleaning out the Schubert tubes. He's not trying to convince himself that some sort of change like that is going to impact the course of the river. He's accepted. You can rely on yourself or God. And if you don't believe in God, you can rely on yourself. If you think this is a nation of strong communities, you're confused. I don't care if you live in rural Ohio or someplace in Oregon or someplace in the Southwest, although if you live in the Southwest at this point, I want to know how fucking stupid you are. It doesn't matter where you live. And even if you hang out with your buddies on Friday night, you don't know. You don't fucking know these people. You think you do, but you don't. The fact that you believe you know these people is part of the copium. Get over it. If you don't believe in God, you can rely on yourself. Next topic. You know, there is one thing you can rely on, though. In this time of struggle and pain, you can rely on them. That's Omega Force. Omega Force, powered by Seaflow. Powered by Seaflow burritos, suppositories, and butt plugs. That's right. Omega Force is there for you. Omega Force is beckoning. A landmine going off. Shake off the dirt. Mortgage your fucking soul. Smoke that last bowl. Because Omega Force, it's arrived, baby. It's here. Grab a beer. Shed a tear. Don't be snide. Don't chide the whale wrestlers. If you're reading this beyond the track in the waste zone near the dying seas, you are also part of Omega Force. Omega Force soldiers eat fast. When we make love, it lasts long time. The bitches swoon. Like a loon, she screams, not mean. I love you, Omega Force. Omega Force loves you too, boo. Currently, the Strait of Hormuz is controlled by Omega Force Flash Troopers. We sent them there by space plane. Totally, totally insane. Armed with knives and hatchets and rusty chains. Their triumph is a moral victory. Omega Force Sky Navies dishing out brown gravy, making a lazy Susan and an old hag lose their legs as Omega Force Delta squads show off their bods on the Hot Wheels display. Omega Force soldiers are always ready, ready for Freddy, ready to get rockin' and take the train to Funky Town. Crimson gown worn by her, just a blur in your foot, but keep running and soon you'll see victory. Omega Force time is not normal time. It is measured in bullets and brine and cotton weave sweaters and bloody old tampon factories where it gets messy and your home, burned and buried, is forgotten in the slime. Omega Force dresses like the streets, nothing neat or fancy. Just chancy hookups and love quadrangles made of Power Puff pudding and red jello. We are never seen or believed because we skeeve on the edge, near the ledge where the rat curdles collect and donut masters relent before the coming storm. If you are homeless, you are Omega Force, X-ray bleeding edge, night warriors. Omega Force is planting crops, soy and corn, porn drops and cum apples, peach butt fuzz tangerine plaza with cupped inserts and plastic end caps. We plant in cukes, we plant in tomatoes, potatoes and gravy, Old Navy piss beans, sights unseen by cantaloupe sailors and salad foragers and turd gherkins. Omega Force soup is spicy and exciting, containing mint worms and lice bandit sausage, the kind of glue goo better than stew, made for hard fighting and lightning fists and last wishes before the flood. Omega Force patrols are in your town right now, ready to pounce for the last ounce of rainy night flights and grease raids and stripper banshees, separate from the beast, unleashed and fresh. Omega Force kings are hard-charging stallions, carrying glass spikes and naval cannon moss. No special colors, just regal and proud, and they're ready as the sun goes down to put on that crown and beat that meat raw. Omega Force burritos are made of bat rub bacon and chigger cheese. They please your belly like a jelly turnip dancer, and the answer is power pour and sweet gravy and old tired murder. Omega Force never sleeps. We're up all night. What a sight to see for you and me, those warrior cats roaming, foaming, unstoppable and angry as fuck, never taking a rest, only the best put to the test. Omega Force success. Omega Force raining from above, the airborne dagger hawks stocked up on hooker wine, and the race is waning, and there's no feigning disbelief, because it's a relief when the ceiling fails and we go off the rails and drain the wound, hear the sound, hit the ground like it's training. Omega Force mourns for the scorned whiskey travelers and gypsum gentry teaching wasp class, catching sea bass as the wind sweeps the plains, and their gains are a forlorn hope, a big cope, because the enemy's near. Crack a beer, eat a burrito, it's neato when Omega Force is finito. Several of my Omega Force comrades live near you, on the streets, hiding out in plain sight. They watch your house at night. So yeah, things are kind of crazy, but at least we have Omega Force, and that's something we should be cheerful about, hold on to, you know. I have a link to a news report about a rabies positive bat that got stuck in a woman's hair, her bouffant probably, right? Some sort of hairdo, a hair trap, when she was out in the Olympic National Forest. I don't know. You can look into that if you want to. I have another link to a news article about how they're saying they're going to fix that key bridge. You know, that Francis Kotsky Bridge in Baltimore, right? They're going to finish it by 2030. I hate to be a jerk here, but you remember a few years ago when I said they're never going to rebuild that bridge? They're never going to rebuild that bridge. You can hold me to it. This article comes from The Guardian. Headline, USS Abraham Lincoln sailors tried to jump overboard amid extended deployment reports. Yeah. Military families and Congress members are sounding the alarm, blah, 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 about 5,000 sailors, blah, blah, blah. Two leading specialist military papers, the Navy Times and Stars and Stripes, blah, blah, says there's poor conditions, blah, blah. Worried families were very anxious. Families are very worried. A woman at the meeting told Cow, broken trust, Hung Cow, acting Navy Secretary Hung Cow. I'm sorry, folks. Acting Navy Secretary Hung Cow. I remember that name. Wasn't that somebody who came off of what? The Mayflower? Weren't they at the original settlements? Hung Cow? Yeah, okay. Anyways, folks, the story that resurfaces related to the Iran conflict is the one of logistics and supply. And it's not a new story. It came up a few months ago. I say a few months ago, I should laugh because this war seems so stupid. But a few months ago, when the war started, right about the time Iran stopped launching missiles at Israel, there were these stories about, you know, not enough food or really crappy food on the USS this and the USS that, the Tripoli, the Abraham Lincoln, whatever. These stories could be true. If they are true, it just shows you how sideways and broken things are. Back in 2022, I told you that if the Ukraine war lasts longer than 90 days, something else is going on. Here's one of the reasons why the Ukraine war and the Iran conflict make a lot of fucking sense to the elite. If you're afraid your own militaries, and I just don't mean the U.S. military, I mean the militaries around the world, whatever's left in the U.K., whatever the Europeans have, the Russians, Chinese, et al. If you're a government on planet Earth today and you're worried about your military going into a state of mutiny, what you don't want them to have is a lot of small arms to use, a lot of shoulder-fired rockets and missiles, especially stuff like Stingers. You don't want them to have Stingers. You don't want them to have 155. You don't want them to have diesel fuel to put into the National Guard tanks. You really don't. You know, oh, Dan, it's JP-8, or I know, it's not technically diesel fuel. You can go fuck yourself. The point is, if you're worried about your own army shooting politicians, what you want to do immediately is use up the weapons they would use. And that's not just bullets, folks. That's food, too. That's MREs. That's any type of food that you can use to support a troop, a force in combat. I don't care where you are. Food. Armies run on food. They do, believe it or not. Armies, navies, air forces, even the Coast Guard needs a good meal. So you can read into this what you want to. Oh, I have a link to an article about jailers, guards making fun of somebody, an old smelly man whose leg was rotting. But these types of stories aren't really new. Police abusing ordinary people has been around since police. For hundreds of years, at least a couple hundred years since the modern police movement came into existence. So this idea that somehow it's new, that police and jailers would torture people, is ridiculous. And given that our favorite country sends security analysts and teachers and instructors, the state of Israel, to teach many of our law enforcement, is it surprising that our law enforcement treats ordinary Americans like Palestinians? Is that surprising? The answer is no. Get over it. Next topic, the earthquake in Colombia. That I can't tell you much about. It looked terrible on the videos, folks. Like, if you're looking to be scared by some bullshit you see on the internet, those buildings shaking about look scary. But I don't have any solid evidence about anything going on there right now. If you want to think this is about an earthquake weapon or something else, you can. I don't know. I don't care. Next topic. Headline, final cat rescued from abandoned Tacoma boat, bringing total to 60. Well, this article came out on August the 11th. I believe the total is 80 now. And I think they found the hole. I think that's what they're trying to cover up here. I think they're going to have to sink the boat. And even if they sink it, it's still going to be a problem for years to come. But not for the crabbing, if you know what I mean. They'll sink the boat, but still magically the little cats will appear because this is the boat, the other side of Schrodinger's experiment. Schrodinger did his experiment, and the other side was a sailboat in the 21st century. He didn't know it. He couldn't know it. He was Danish. He had herpes. So they found a bunch of cats on this boat, but folks, it could be the Schrodinger hole, the other side of the Schrodinger hole, and this is where the cats pop out, the ones that are supposedly dead, but you can look into that yourself if you want to. They should call it Schrodinger sailboat, is what I think. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles, if shit is hickory smoked, it's still shit. I don't, you know, there's been this trend in food processing the last decade of creating all these interesting flavors. And from the perspective of all the people that really love pop culture and the copium, it's like, oh, isn't it exciting? They got a new potato chip flavor. But the thing is, What if a lot of this work of the last decade of creating new flavors is a lot like the work of the Middle Ages in trying to find that spice route, aka there's no refrigeration, aka you need to cover up the stink? A great reason for coming up with all these new flavors is to cover up the fact that we're eating a lot of food coming out of warehouses at this point. Not all of it, but a lot of it. And they got to cover up the stink because that food starts rotting the very moment it gets picked. I don't care how many hormones you apply to it. I don't care about your industrial freezer in LA. If you know, you know. Once it gets picked, it starts rotting. If your shit is hickory smoked, if your shit is double fried, if your shit is covered in chocolate with sprinkles of shrimp, it's still shit. Next topic. But Dan, it's your coat porn. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. In every photo, picture, painting, there is a demon. I mean it. Barely visible in the distance, coming straight at me. You take me to a museum, I could be watching a nature show, and I become fixated at the horizon. I could be watching an animation, and I look towards the depths of time. And coming at me, starting slowly, picking up speed, I can barely see it, are those two red glowing eyes of a demon in the distance coming straight at me. A lot of people have reported to me that they felt like they've had brain fog, or they've been really tired or unable to think clearly. Back in 2020, when I started talking about the monkey herpes, what you guys call the COVID, and the George Floyd bimbo eruption, which I got to see firsthand, not from the location in Minnesota, but from Seattle, the location of Chapchaw's Chopia. Back then, if you listen to my podcast, I told you if they keep doing this type of military psychological warfare, people are going to lose it. Eventually, they're going to suffer from adrenal fatigue. They're going to drop dead. They'll go crazy. And I think that that's been happening, but it really, I've been surprised a little bit by the resilience of people. Maybe it's that World War II, Battle of Britain, the Germans are dropping bombs on us effect, who knows. But it's not necessarily a good sign. Like, the thing is, when you keep people controlled like this for a long period of time, when it gets out of control, it just doesn't gradually shift, it swings. And so maybe the PSYOP stuff they're doing makes sense short term. Long term, the only outcome is a plague of madness. Right now, you might be feeling like you have brain fog. A lot of people think they have memory loss. And the only suggestion I can make is that you need to unplug. And if that includes not listening to my podcast, guess what? Most people don't. But whatever podcast you listen to, whatever news you consume, if it's not relevant to you making a decision about where you're going to buy your ground beef or your diesel fuel or gasoline or how you're going to get through the day paying water bills in the Southwest or any number of other topics that are real topics, if it's not related to how you're going to survive, you should disconnect from it. I'm not saying ignore reality, but the fact is what you're getting right now from the mainstream media, and guess what? The alternative media, all of it is garbage. Total fucking garbage. There might be a little bit of truth there, but is it really stressing you? Is it really worth it? Stressing yourself out and suffering some memory loss just so that you can experience a little bit of the fucking news. It's not. But Dan, I gotta stay connected to the... I know, you gotta stay connected to the news. I gotta stay connected to the news, Dan. I gotta stay connected. I am the burrito master. I am the burrito master. My power fork with spork yoke and broke back grease. I will never cease to bring you the ground meat from the seat of the sweet treat alabaster. I make these slime tubes for less than $2.99, and it's fine because my girl, my woman spirit, grabbed the onion god, and her bod was hot style, Picante type ever after. The flesh burden, it's hurting, and your own cost to the boss and the mayor is too much. So the factory churns and burns with old Aunt Mabel from the stable to the abattoir, a craftier cheese. I can't stop wanting that frothy wheel after the meal, my teeth yellow and raw, stuck in my craw, the bone mantle, the grizzle, the muscle gird, and then the soup from the poop pipe, one swipe, and it leaves with ease. I make burritos at midnight from the discards of Texas toast nightmares. My woman demands hot power liver ointment type burritos for prices that make sense. Huh, that's copium. I use old meats left at the Chevron in plastic cases sold by old dirty Jesuits. I can make you a burrito for $2. It's guide sleeves. And you smell the breeze to find the chugger loot. You'll scoot on down to the Emporium and buy some gut slab, then go to the Razor Bakers and purchase that 50% asbestos flour for making fine style tortillas. Jugue flesh and pond walnuts are the toppings, and these grow near the abandoned chemical plant, the one where those nuns went missing 5 years ago. The whole thing takes no time to cook using arc welders and acids for $2. When we were young hunters chasing the milk sow and the journey ass of Scompton, our burrito mastery transcended the fecal pleasures of Lord Castro and the other incidental subway turds that girded their loins for tender metal flesh. We'd add avocado, but it was jungle paste and paint flakes. We'd add lettuce, but the lettuce was strumpet skin and hairless dog lice. We'd ask for ice in our soda, but our sodas were imaginary and our water was brown and real. Our burritos were cheap and plentiful. Our women were full of crabs. That's burrito magic. That's what she called it when she grabbed my nuts and shoved her free hand up my ass. Burrito magic. In a plastic clutch, we'd hutch over and share the mule offerings of mortality as the anus bled and my balls turned blue. After many minutes of pain, I'd shake it off and leave her Happy Valley replete with cave gifts and gumbo grease and milk duds. Many of the septic tank babies came by this way, filled with hopeful din and then dumped on the sidewalk for the creepers to feed on. And all of this was for burritos. But the dube freaks, the ones that eat brown slick, they are the worst of the Gergentorg wiggle farmers. My third burrito wife, we thought we'd made it for life, a strife world bejeweled in vibrant tones, and boned beef as she queefed, leapt past the dome, and then we could roam like nightmares at the county fair, made for two, a burrito wife for you. For the heat, we'd eat burritos made of saffron and bear steak. We spend the mornings hunting boar salamander in the curry swamps as Pajit finishes his shift at the country inn. In the evening, we wear bonnet gowns and douse ourselves in pigeon whiskey and burn away our sorrows. My last burrito was storm ice and glazed hornet wings. We ate these damn things under a blazing orange and smoky sky as the mine tigers told riddles and the fiddler calmed the crowds. Ministers in torn clothes sing songs of coming days and the haze breaks and beyond there's a dragon called Burrito Mastery 9000. Women, forlorn by lost love, point their knotty fingers at the smoke and chant, "He's woke, he's woke, he's not broke," and the golden shower commences, and the women slather themselves in goat urine. So we say goodbye to our burrito nightmare. Goodbye, burritos. Goodbye. Goodbye, burritos. So I'd like to revisit something before we shut things down. If you're feeling tired and burnt out, there are things that you can do. You can try to get more sleep. If you're feeling confused by the bullshit, there are things we can all do. We can sort of disconnect from it. I'm not going to tell you what to believe. I mean, I have opinions. Of course I do. You listen to my stupid-ass podcast, but at the same time, I think one of the worst things happening right now is people are being overloaded. So step away from it. If that means stepping away from all your social media for a week or two, do it. If that means going on a walk without your smart device, ironically named, do it. Okay? Cut yourself some slack. If you have a little bit of brain fog, it's not something you did, in my opinion, that was wrong. It's just something that's happening to just about everybody right now living in the ordinary world. People are being overwhelmed. If you're wondering if life today is a little bit more complicated than life for your grandparents, it is. And that complication is not adding value. It's not making your life better. So you are being burnt out at every end. And then, yeah, in a lot of cases, you're living an unhealthy lifestyle because that's the lifestyle they engineered for you. The Norman Borlaug burrito lifestyle. And the fact is, folks, that lifestyle kills people. It's been killing people with diabetes, heart disease, and cancer for a long time. For my whole lifetime, at least. That Norman Borlaug Green Revolution way of life. Do what you can to disconnect from it. If you're thinking to yourself you're not doing enough, if you think you need three more jobs, I got to tell you something right now. Maybe you have to make more money. I know I do. I reach the middle of the month and I'm out of money. That's the simple reality. And if I spent my money perfectly, as of right now, I would have $200 in my account. As such, I don't, because I don't spend my money perfectly, so I don't have that extra $200. But I ask myself every fucking day, what the fuck would I do with it? Oh, Dan, you could invest in crypto. You could start saving for a home. Yeah, a home I'll buy when? In the year 2088? And if your answer, well, Dan, if you save a little after, no, copium. Shut up, copium. That's porn. That's cope porn. If you're going to tell me that you're saving up for after the collapse, brothers and sisters, this isn't going to be another Great Depression. Arguably, we've been in a global depression since 2009. What's coming is not more depression. It's economic collapse, and that's if you're lucky. And the places you live are going to be horrible as a function of how many people live per square mile. So if you live in a city, things are going to be really fucking bad. If you live in the country, it's still going to be bad. It just won't be as bad because there's fewer people. Okay? So that's it. There's no magical solution to this except do the best you can right now and try to ignore all the crap and disconnect. But beyond that, I want to tell you, folks, everybody I know is getting by, barely, and we're not even there yet. Okay, if you look around at the prices, Dan, ground beef, gasoline, diesel fuel, rent, housing, newsflash, it's all still really cheap. Everything right now is still cheap. Everything right now is still on sale, whether you like it or not. All of it's on sale. And that won't make any sense right now. It will make sense in the coming months. Everything you see at the store, everything is on sale. I'm not saying you should buy it all. I'm saying it's on sale. And it's going to be on sale every fucking day because the next day, the next week, the next month, as time wears on, it won't be linear. Guess what? Life rarely is. It's going to get more expensive. And then it'll get so expensive, you just won't buy it. whatever it is. I know what it is for me. I haven't been able to afford buying ground beef in about 45 days, you know, because I simply don't have the extra money. So I do the best I can to get by, eat more eggs, eat more chicken, right? Eat more potatoes. And at some point in time, you do what you can to just get by. But it's not easy, and it does burn you out. I don't have any slick advice. I can't tell you a magical thing to do. There isn't one. Just do the best you can. Before I close out, I still have a PayPal link. I resurrected one. I brought one into existence. If you want to donate to the stupid fucking podcast, you can. There's a link in the notes. Could I use your money? Sure, I could. Chances are you could use your money too. So if you don't have any money, don't send it to me. Have a great Saturday. It's August the 15th. It's right around 8:17, if you can believe it, 8:17 a.m. in the year 2026. And I will see you guys later.